This is my story about a boy named Riley who gave his heart away all too easily. For his naive innocence, lifelong illness is his consequence, something he did not deserve plagues his existence. What will he do with the card that he's been dealt? Will he overcome or live life in regret? This is my story. I wake up every day to find my life in disarray. Can I just go back to sleep and escape my reality? All the people I pass by never question all the reasons why they're stuck in the routine of American society. And I am all alone, living my life in a scheme. So much pretense, no one's what they seem. I spend my days in frustration, filled with empty conversation, pretending to be charming, it's all manipulation. 'Cause all my childish ideologies about bettering society have been marred by the games of the greedy. Because the negativity takes its toll, that's the price I pay for selling my soul. This is my story. People get off work and buy nice things to hide all their insecurities, and it makes them feel good, at least temporarily. People obviously look for sex, but in the end it's also meaningless. I've been down that road before, and it doesn't lead to happiness. Yes, we are all alone, living our lives in a scheme. So much pretense, no one's what they seem. This is our story. This is our story. This is our story. The truth is that it's not unique. We're all in need. And no matter how we try to deny just how we feel inside, the truth is that we're searching for purpose and meaning. Whether through love or religion or professional ambition, we're playing out our strategies, we're on a mission. But when will we finally arrive and see the return on our investment in life? This is our story. I get home every day to find my life in disarray, ready to go back to sleep and escape my reality. 'Cause in my dreams someone loves me unconditionally, something that I so deserve but won't come to me. In real life I know I'm better off alone, 'cause no one fulfills me better than I can on my own.